Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello, welcome to the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. I'm so excited today. I have my very first guest on our show, Adrienne from thrivingchildcare.com. Her and I have talked quite a bit. She's also a listener of our show, which I so appreciate that. She has a show of her own called Child Care Q&A. Is that right?
Daycare Q&A show.
I knew it was close. I talked to her a little bit about coming on a show. She's doing some really interesting things over at thrivingchildcare.com. So she is on our show today. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Erica. I'm so honored that you invited me to the show today. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what thrivingchildcare.com is. Some people don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, after 22 years of being a home child care provider, I found myself in a space where I was trying to give back, and I always enjoyed having conversations with other providers whenever I was at events. And I wanted to provide the resources and the experiences without them having to go through the experiences that I'd had. So I started Thriving Child Care about 8 years now. And we started off as a blog, and I was, you know, sharing stories and giving advice and information on how to run a thriving business, a thriving child care business. And then we started to branch out and create products and resources that providers could use to help run their business more smoothly, more efficiently, and with less work. So we've continued with that. And over the years, we've amassed it's a little over 400 products now in the shop. And that includes courses and different physical resources and, all kinds of things that providers can use to help them build a thriving childcare business. So, yeah.
Wow. I had no idea you had 400 products. That is amazing. That is amazing. Yeah. And so your products, would they be focused on family childcare providers or if you also own a licensed childcare center?
So both. There are some that would be focused on family childcare in the home, but the majority of them would transcend both environments. Products like, we have tuition envelopes, so it makes the tuition payment a little smoother if parents choose to use checks. I don't know who still uses checks or cash. So there's quite a bit of overlap, in the industry. Yeah. So we're happy to be able to provide those resources for either environment.
Awesome. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, since your expertise is saving people time and money and energy, which I also am all about. Let's talk a little bit today about AI and how you can use AI to save you time and money in your childcare business. Let's talk a little bit about that. You want to share, Adrienne, a little bit about how you have used it in the past and why you, or even in the present, I know you've used it in the past and currently use it now. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, most people have been alive in the last year have noticed the boon in AI, generative AI is what it's called, and specifically ChatGPT. And I was actually introduced to it by a colleague. I found myself very interested in it because of the different ways I had used AI already in my home environment. And that includes things like using the Echo Dot, which is the Alexa. I don't want to say her name too loud. She'll wake up.
She'll be like, hello.
Yes, she'll start talking. Or Siri on our phones. And a lot of people don't realize that this is artificial intelligence. It's just been put in a package that makes it a little bit more
user-friendly.
Welcoming, user-friendly, right?
Yeah.
Well, with the surgence of ChatGPT, we have more access to the actual programming because, of course, if we're talking to the Echo Dot, you need to formulate it, question in a certain way, and it's been trained and limited to provide certain answers. Well, that is not the case when it comes to the generative AI like platforms like ChatGPT. So when I was introduced to it, I started to play around with it and started to get really comfortable using it as, I would say it's more like my assistant. At one time, Erica, I actually named it. I gave it a name. And I can't remember the name right now, but it helped me get more comfortable with interacting with this inanimate type of, exchange or communication.
Sure.
But
yeah,
the more comfortable I got with talking to it and expressing it and being directly asking it for certain things in a certain way, I found more uses for it. So I have been able to use it to, like I said, act as my assistant. So let's say you have emails that we all check our emails in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a good many of them are going to require a reply.
Mm-hmm.
And I could absolutely do it. I'm a writer. I could definitely do it. It's the time involved. So I realized that using a platform like ChatGPT could cut down my time devoted to tasks like that. So I can respond to emails. I can ask it to respond to this email. If you had sent me an email this morning and you said you needed a reply, I could say, reply to this email, drop, copy and paste your email content into the platform and say, please tell Erica, yes, I would love to, but I need this, and this. And I can just say it.
Yeah.
And it's going to put it together beautifully.
Yeah.
And within seconds, I have the reply I'm ready to send to you in minutes. So you can imagine how this will cut down and help with time management and managing all those tasks that we don't have time to do. You know what I mean?
And we don't. We don't. And I think, too, it really allows you to spend time not only more where you need it, right? Because really, our business is all about making connections with people. So the less time in your office and the more time on your floor with your staff, with greeting your parents, making sure all the kids are, well-adjusted, especially the new kids who, start that day. It really, not only does it save you time, but it helps you build a better business, right? And
Absolutely.
Our business is definitely one that needs that human touch. Because I know somebody's going to come in the comments and be like, well, that's not very personalized. And even if you send that reply, like you said, if it's time sensitive or you can send out that reply, you can always follow up with a personal phone call, note, whatever,
Absolutely.
After. But at least you're responding to that person right away and you're giving them the attention that your customers deserve. So
Absolutely.
It's a little bit of both. You've got to, it's a tool like anything else, right? You've got to do those things together to get the right feel, right? You can't just chat every single response, right? But it helps get the ball rolling, like you said, save you time, frees up some of that so you can make those connections with the real people outside of your office.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it saves you all that time.
Yeah.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit. Have you ever used artificial intelligence to analyze data for childcare?
And that's, oh my gosh, yes. So imagine being able to input the demographic that is your target audience, okay?
Okay.
Imagine being able to do that. And then stating, well, I have a certain number of spots that maybe you realize you're going to have each quarter or throughout the year. Okay.
Yep.
it can analyze what you need to do, like as far as your marketing. You can ask it for a marketing plan based on the demographics. You can ask it for verbiage or specific content that you can use in your ads, in your whatever content that you're using, your marketing materials, to directly speak to that demographic. So if I say, I'm here in California, right? I'm in the San Fernando Valley of California, specifically in a certain city, right? I can say my demographic is families in the San Fernando Valley in this city. How many, I can ask the chat to give me the demographic information. How many families with young children are there in this specific city? Okay. It's going to pull from the internet this information. Now, you do need to go back and verify, right? Mm-hmm. But you can imagine how powerful that is to have that type of information, because now I can target specifically. It's kind of like there's things that we don't realize because it's not our business. But if you've ever gone to a different city or a different state and you pulled up, let's say, the Target ad, it's not the same as the one you saw at home. Sure. You know why? Because those people know who they're marketing to in all the different markets.
Yeah.
So the products that they're putting in front of each market are the ones that resonate with that market.
Yeah.
So the same thing applies here. If I want to talk to parents or a certain target audience in my area, it helps for me to know the ages of the families. Some of their likes and dislikes. I can speak to that in my marketing.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Being able to use those demographics is amazing.
And I think not even just your marketing plan, but I can remember when I had to write my business plan for my bank and I had to put in, you know, all of that demo info. Can you imagine how quick you would be able to put together the framework of a business plan? Yes. Again, like you said, you've got to make sure that the numbers are accurate, but the amount of time and ease to do a business plan now compared to 17 years ago is like,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was alluding to earlier, is the time savings that you're going to get, the time management that you're going to get. And just to interject here, typically, it's not going to get you 100% where you want to go with your content. But if it can get you 80, just like you just said, if you can get the skeleton of that, and I mean, it's going to be a healthy skeleton.
Yeah.
You're going to do some editing. You should. But your job is cut down. Your time devoted to this task is cut down demonstrably. And a lot of people don't realize that if you're very specific with the artificial intelligence and tell it how you want this information formatted, it'll bring it back to you in a table form.
It can
put it in whatever form. You just have to tell it
basically. It's an assistant.
That's what I was
it's
saying.
It's an assistant.
That's why I gave her a name.
So if I'm a childcare director, I'm thinking, all right, well, we already have some systems, so how can AI technology integrate with existing childcare management systems to help streamline? Like, so have you had people that, because I know you work with lots of different people, how have people like integrated the two with what they have existing with some AI?
Okay, so let's say that we have these systems in place. We have a system in place for onboarding our staff. Okay. But something's amiss. Something's not working. Something is missing, or it's not enough, right? So we take this to this platform and we say, what can we do? Here's what we're doing now. Okay. We're going to give it the data. What are we doing now? Okay. Give it some more information. What do we think is not working? Okay. Now I'm going to directly ask the artificial intelligence, based on what I've told you, can you give me 10 ways to improve this?
Yeah.
Whatever the system is, whatever the process is. And it is going to come back with, now, like, again, like I said, some of them might miss the mark. They may not completely apply because it's a learning platform, right?
Sure.
So depending on the information that it has is the information that it'll give back. And sometimes it will go rogue too. It'll go completely mental and it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But more times than not, you're going to get back some very concrete applications for the information that it gives you, if that makes sense.
It does. So using your example of using it to onboard staff, one of the things that I like, because I've used a little bit of AI, not a lot. I'm not very tech savvy, which is funny because I've run a podcast. But, you know, I know my husband laughs at me. He's like, you barely can figure out how to use a remote. I don't know how you run a company that's worth a couple $1 million. I'm like, I don't know. I know what I need to know. But I really love the bullet point feature. Okay. So where you can put in a topic, like you said, staff onboarding. What do I need to put together for an effective onboarding childcare for my childcare employees? And it'll give you all these bullets. And it's so quick and easy to go, oh my God, we missed this, 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 and this, right? So that's one of the things I do use is the bullet one and the checklist one. Those are really great tools.
Imagine taking whatever bullet point it gave you and then going back and say, okay, I really like this one. I really want to implement this one. Expand on it for me. Let's say that one of those bullet points was to send a welcome letter when you hire someone. Okay. Yep. Let's use the opportunity to share some information about the history of your business in that letter. Okay. So I'm going to tell the artificial intelligence a little bit about the background of the business. And I'm going to say, put together a template that I can use for an email, a welcome email to my staff that's going to be informative, that is going to give them maybe an actionable thing to do. Maybe I want to refer them to some videos. How about this, Erica? I'm trying to beef up my onboarding process, right? How about I say to the artificial intelligence, what are some videos that I can create that I can implement in my onboarding system that will make it better? You know what I mean? And it will give you a script.
Yeah.
It's just what you ask it for. So basically, a lot of resistance to this are, of course, the bad actors in this space. You're always going to have somebody who's doing some bad things. But I'm talking about harnessing the intelligence that is out there in the internet.
Right.
Okay. And it's just put in a package where we can ask it questions.
Yeah. It's scanning. Yeah. It's scanning everything for you and saying, here's what I found. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's think about, we've talked about how you can use it with staff. How can we use and we talked about how we could use it as directors. How can we use it with families? How can we use AI for the families? Yeah.
Okay, so using our last example as a model, how about we have a welcome letter that goes out to the families? But let's back it all the way back up. Why don't we use it to help us figure out our customer journey? Okay. Now, since the first point of contact usually is either a phone call or maybe a message, help me create a script for the message that the parent would hear when they first call the childcare, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have an instructional script that will be welcoming to whoever's calling in. I'm gonna tell them how we'll be getting in contact with them, what the business is about. So it's starting right from the first point of contact all the way through.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm gonna ask it, what would be the most effective way to make a conversion and have them enroll in our program.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be the highlights, the big points to bring out? What should I ask them? What should I ask the parents? I have a checklist in my shop that is a bestseller because it's questions that the provider should ask the parents. The parents always come with questions.
Yeah.
But we should be asking some questions. Yeah,
yes.
Too,
amen, girl. You got right. Because that is a relationship and it needs to work for both parties, right?
Right.
Not every customer is the right customer for you. Just say now, like every child care is the right one for the family, right? It is a relationship.
Yeah. You're not going to know that unless, like you said, you start the relationship off right by let's get some information on who we're dealing with. Okay. And you know, it is helpful to them as well. It's helpful to the client as well, because they don't want to be where it's not going to work best for them. And we don't want a client that is not going to work best for us. This is not the environment for them. I talk to providers all the time and I'm saying, you know, understand who your target audience is, who you're trying. We're not trying to enroll families that want hours after we're closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's very simplistic, but if you don't ask, you don't know, you just presume, this is where the problems come in.
Yeah.
So there's so many ways, many ways.
And I think we probably could have this conversation for quite some time. So I think if people want to know more, because we're going to be running out of time, I can't even believe it. I could literally talk to you all day. And I know, right? And I think we will have you back on our show, because I think there's a lot of things that we could talk about. It's going to be like girlfriend talk over here with a cup of tea, right? Because like that, we're going to dish the dish, right? We know. We've been around a while. These crazy years, we've earned them. We have some exciting stuff to share. So tell folks about your new AI course that you have out now on thrivingchildcare.com. Tell folks a little bit about it before we wrap up.
Thank you, Erica. You're welcome. So in the course, I actually walk providers through how to get comfortable on these platforms, how to set up accounts. And I talk about the different platforms that there are, because there is more than just ChatGPT. Okay. There's some that are a little bit more intuitive. There's some that are a little more user-friendly. But to get used to coming into the platform, how to get there, and asking some sample questions, asking it what it can do as far as putting together an ad, putting together a job description. I go
a job
through
description?
These processes.
I mean, who's hiring? Nobody's hiring in childcare right now.
Yeah, right. Sure. But, you know, so this helps us to be consistent in our business and make our business better if we want to even look at a year, 5-year, and 10-year plan. So that's what I get into in the course. And the course is, it's not a long course, but it's very, very user-friendly as far as introducing providers onto these platforms so that we can, you know, harness this information to help us grow our own businesses. There's so many different ways. So this is the introduction to using AI in your childcare business.
And I love, too, that it's specifically for childcare, because there's lots of AI courses out there, right? Specifically for childcare, designed by somebody who has run their own childcare, continues to coach and help and mentor many other childcare providers, 400 products. I mean, you know, you've been around, you know your stuff. So I love that, which is why I can get behind it. Because I don't get behind everything. Which is why I can get behind it. So for our listeners today, if you're interested in the course, you're going to go to www.thrivingchildcare.com. You're going to put in a special code so that Adrian knows where it came from. It is Child Care Podcast, all capital letters, when you sign up for the course. But I highly recommend that if you want to make your business better, if you want to save time, if you want to be able to do things that make your business stand out and a little bit more personable, because again, it's that infusion of the AI with your personality, with your company's culture, vibe, core values, all those things that roll together, right? It isn't, we're just going to make a form and just send it to anybody. It's all the things that you do together that make you stand out and stand apart. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So tell folks too, for the folks who might want to learn a little bit more about your daycare Q&A. Tell them about that.
The show airs live on Facebook every Wednesday at 10 a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. So it'll be 1 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we just get into some questions that our colleagues have in their childcare spaces and the issues that they're dealing with, and just try to provide a different outlook to give them, you know, something to, you know, bite onto should they ever be in the situation, or, you know, because like you said, we've been around for years, we've seen a lot. And sometimes you just, when you're in the moment, you can't conceive of what it is you really want to say or do.
Yeah.
And that, you know, can be in a professional, or present yourself in the professional way that you want to. So we get into that. I'm having so much fun with the show. And I'd invite your listeners to come over and visit us. Erica's actually been my guest host on the show, which was wonderful. And I'll have to have her back again as well. But we're getting into some really good conversations this year, and we're starting a series on universal pre-K and how to manage that.
I'll be there. I'm going to put my two cents in there. We're going to do all the things there.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So folks, thank you so very much for tuning in today. This has been the Child Care Directors Podcast. If you like today's episode, please like, subscribe, share, follow, tell all your friends. We keep it positive. We keep it, you know, real here. And we thank you so very much for your support. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up, and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.